At the hearings, Zuckerberg expressed some openness to new rules from Congress. "My position is not that there should be no regulation," he said, while emphasizing that the U.S. needs to debate the nature of the oversight. Ideas being floated for bills range from requirements for greater disclosure in online political advertising to enhanced protections for minors. Many lawmakers are calling for tech companies to rewrite terms of service agreements in plain English so users have a better idea of what bargains they're getting into when they sign up for free services. And industry experts want defaults to be opt-in so users proactively choose when to share their data. Khanna says he plans to introduce an Internet Bill of Rights. Leaving the difficulties of enforcement aside, those principles might include a right to know which companies have data about you, the right to delete that information, and the right to be notified when there is a data breach. Facebook users were getting alerts that their data had been compromised as Zuckerberg headed to Washington, although the breach of trust occurred years before. The company has said the 87 million user profiles were attained by Cambridge Analytica, which had ties to the 2016 election campaign of Donald Trump, because a researcher improperly sold that information after collecting it in 2013 under the auspices of doing academic work. The scandal is bad enough that a bipartisan group of 37 state attorneys general has also launched an inquiry into the matter, which might lead to an update in state law regarding privacy. As has the Federal Trade Commission, the agency charged with protecting Americans from unfair and deceptive business practices. GOP staffers say that many Republican members will be citing the FTC investigation as a key reason to hold off on legislation, with hopes that America's consumer watchdog will prove it has sufficient authority to keep tech firms in check. At the hearings, many lawmakers question whether Facebook can really change so long as its business model depends on monetizing users' data to sell ads. Some suggested that more competition might lead to better options. Zuckerberg, while defending the model as a means of making the product free and therefore affordable to everyone, suggested he would be open to outside experts helping to check up on the company's practices. But the billionaire almost always stopped short of offering support for specific proposals, repeating that the details matter. The CEO's hedging rubbed some lawmakers the wrong way. "I don't want to vote to have to regulate Facebook, but by God I will," said Senator John Kennedy, a Republican from Louisiana. "You can go back home, spend $10 million on lobbyists and fight us, or you can go home and help us solve this problem."